A lot of research into parenting focuses on the role of the mother, and moms get a lot of the attention in pop culture, too. But our next guest says there's a lot of research showing the important role fathers can play in raising and nurturing children. And encouraging dads to play a bigger role during pregnancy and in early childhood development can really help kids down the road. Tova Walsh is an assistant professor of social work and an affiliate of the Center for Child and Family Well-Being and the Institute for Research on Poverty at the UW-Madison. She joins us now in our studio. Tova, thanks a lot for coming up.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, has the role of the father been studied enough, especially maybe in the earlier days of social research, psychological research?
So early on, there wasn't that much research about fathers, certainly in comparison to the really large body of research on mothers and their influence on early child development. And in recent years, the work on fathers has been growing. So at this point, we have a really substantial body of evidence that shows that fathers play a really important and unique role in their children's development. And so now kind of the next step for the research and practice world is thinking about how we can more effectively engage fathers in services and in the lives of their children.
What do we know about, even during the time of pregnancy, it looks like, the role that a father can play?
So we know that when fathers are involved in positive ways during a pregnancy, that mothers and children have better health outcomes, better birth outcomes. So we think that fathers play a protective factor in supporting the best possible outcomes for mothers and babies.
So can you talk about, on a practical level, what that means? Because obviously the father's not the one who's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Well, so in some of my own research, I've done qualitative work with parents during pregnancy. So interviews with parents at about midway through a pregnancy. And mothers talk a lot about a variety of ways that fathers play critical support roles. So they talk about in stressful moments, like going for a prenatal ultrasound or having various kinds of prenatal testing, what it means to have the support of a partner at those moments, the role that fathers play in preparing food and just kind of all the things that need to happen across a period of pregnancy. And then we also know that when fathers are supportive of mothers emotionally, that it means a lot to mothers. And so fathers themselves talk about just how much it means to them to have that chance to start bonding with a baby even during pregnancy and to stay connected to what's happening.
Now, for moms and dads, there can be stereotypically, historically, I think, a division of labor in terms of how they relate to their kids. How has that played out in the past?
So in the past, people think, I think generally of a more traditional role for fathers being as a provider. And now we're seeing more of a role that fathers want to play and, in fact, are playing as a caregiver and more of an equal co-parent. So not just providing financially, but also being engaged in the day-to-day work of caring for kids, bathing kids, feeding kids, playing with kids. All of that is now a role for fathers as well as mothers.
And are we seeing that? I mean, are there time studies out there showing, yeah, dads are really doing that kind of stuff, the direct interactions, direct caregiving for kids more and more?
So we do see that. So there are studies that look at how parents are using their time, and we see over recent decades a pretty strong trend in terms of father's time increasing on direct caregiving activities.
And I just saw, and you see this complaint every now and then, I think it was on Twitter from a dad who does a lot of caregiving for his own kids, was out with the kids. And again, he said something like, I hate it when people say, daddy's babysitting today. Right. And that social expectation of, OK, it's the mom. OK, she's parenting. Oh, the dad, he's babysitting. Can you talk about how maybe the social norms haven't caught up with that reality of what we see in caregiving?
That's right. So dads still hear that a lot and find it really frustrating when they think, in fact, this is parenting. This is what I do every day. This is not kind of helping out. And so I think there hasn't been a full catching up to the reality of the increasing time that fathers are investing. And that's an expectation that men have for themselves, as well as kind of a shifting expectation that mothers might have of their partners. So when I talk to men during pregnancy, they talk about ways that they want to be there for their children in ways that perhaps their fathers weren't there for them. So even men who had really positive relationships with their own fathers just talk about wanting to be kind of really hands-on and very present and want their children to know that they will be there for anything they might need.
Now, is this specifically something about having a male parent, or is this a second parent who's providing an equal level of care? Is this, for a same-sex couple, is this going to be a different story? For a single mom who can find a close friend who can be a second role model?
I think this is about, you know, just recognizing that there are all kinds of family compositions out there, and that every adult who is involved in the life of a child is very important and has a unique role to play. So in the case of children who are raised by a mother and a father, we know that by the end of the first year of life, children form distinct bonds with both of them, and that each bond has a really unique role in supporting that child's development. And so whoever is parenting a child, that child has the best opportunity to thrive if both parents, or any parent who is involved, is really a nurturing and positive presence.
Talking to Tova Walsh, assistant professor of social work at UW-Madison, talking about the role of fathers in child raising, in caregiving, and the difference that can make for kids. And let's get into that point now. What do we know about outcomes for kids, health, social, wherever you want to go with it, honestly, when dads get more involved in that kind of caregiving we're talking about?
So really across just a whole variety of domains of outcomes, we see improved outcomes for children when fathers are involved. So academically, kind of greater school readiness, higher grades. We see better social and emotional developmental outcomes. And these kind of begin, we see improved outcomes as early as infancy and really extending across the life course, even intergenerationally. So boys who have a positively involved father are more likely to be positively involved in the lives of their own children when they grow up and become parents.
And this can be maybe guideposts for some interventions to help families. One point of concern I know in some communities is there are fathers in some cases absent because they're incarcerated. What kind of interventions might be able to help build that bond, even though obviously that there's a lot of obstacles there?
Right. Well, so it starts with a recognition that those relationships are really important and that it, you know, deserve the attention and effort to build and sustain strong relationships. In the case of fathers who are incarcerated, or in some of my work, I look at the experiences of military fathers who deploy and return home. When interventions are offered that provide parents with support for their parenting skills and opportunities to learn about where their child is at developmentally and support for their interactions with their child, those can really strengthen relationships that need to be rebuilt after a period of separation.
And I know you've worked with military families in the past. Is technology actually helping overcome some of those gaps if a parent is deployed elsewhere in the country or overseas? Does that at least give a little more direct communication than we used to have?
So technology is offering a lot in terms of supporting connections across distance. So when parents are deployed, when fathers are deployed, they talk about, you know, the opportunities through FaceTime or recording stories that they can send home. Dads have a lot of creative strategies like bringing toys along and kind of playing together over FaceTime with their children to keep up those connections. And then I've been involved in some work developing apps that provide support for fathers, including military fathers, with staying connected to what their child is doing and their child's growth and development.
Now, when it comes to, say, a social service provider, maybe with a state agency or a nonprofit, what kind of lessons can they take from the latest research when they're working to help build stronger families?
So I think first is to recognize the important contribution that fathers make in the lives of children. And so in their work, to have the perspective that fathers are really essential to be included, that better outcomes for children and families are possible when we bring fathers into the work. And then to involve fathers strategically. So think about ways of making an environment that's welcoming, that's responsive to needs that fathers might have, and being careful not to send a message that the programming is really intended for mothers only.
What kind of research do you think still needs to be done on the issues of the role of fathers in outcomes for kids?
That's a great question. So I think, you know, we still have a lot to learn about, you know, the contributions of fathers at different stages of development, and thinking particularly about fathers in all different kinds of family configurations. So fathers who are residential and non-residential, fathers who are biological fathers, stepfathers, foster and adoptive fathers. We're still learning about the different ways that fathers relate to their children and how we can best support them.
A huge question I should ask in just our last minute or so. I'm sorry about that. But how about raising boys with this parenting role down the road in mind? Are there lessons we can take there?
So I think, you know, fathers have the opportunity to model for their sons and for their daughters, too, what a really positive male nurturing kind of caregiver looks like. I think that's really critical for both sons and daughters. But, you know, in the lives of boys, to see their fathers, you know, taking an interest in their lives in all sorts of ways is something that I think, you know, raises the chances of those boys becoming really highly involved in positive ways later on.
And you're giving a webinar on this coming up this month. What are some of the key takeaways you hope people get out of this?
Yeah. Yeah, so the webinar that's coming up is on March 27th, supported by the Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board and the Institute for Research on Poverty. We'll be talking about strategies for engaging fathers in programming, and we'll be getting really specific about some of the challenges and successes programs have had in Wisconsin and thinking about ways in which, by engaging fathers more effectively, we can better serve families.
We'll leave it there, Tova. Thanks a lot for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tova Walsh is an assistant professor of social work and an affiliate of the Center for Child and Family Well-Being and the Institute for Research on Poverty at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She joined us to talk about her research on the unique contributions fathers could give, starting during pregnancy and through the early years of their children's lives. A lot of research out there, growing body of research. Again, if you want to hear more on this topic, you can register for her webinar online. As she mentioned, it takes place on Wednesday, March 27th. It is free. We've put a link to that up on our website, WPR.org. And if you want to share a story about your own experience being a dad, working with a dad as a co-parent, or the role of your own father in your life, you can share that with us. Email ideas@WPR.org or tell your story briefly on Twitter. You can always tweet us at Central Time WPR or send us a message on the Ideas Network Facebook page.